And it's almighty S-O-G-A-O-G. And I'm right here on my S-O-G. Godly soldiers.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to start off. We're going to pray each other in.
Torah.
Ready?
Yep.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How you know that when man, what up, B? You know, when man pray, they ain't supposed to cover their head, bruh. How many people got
in
with their heads covered? You know, the prayer didn't go nowhere for them.
I took mine off.
Why? He knows better.
Yeah, we all took ours off.
That nigga, he too busy sending fuck to this
tonight. Who did I take it off of? Chris got the
fuck. Yeah, I seen it.
Give it up
for Almighty S.O.G.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you been, man? How you been? Yeah, man. Just been blessed, man. Nigga, speak up. You ain't got to yell, but put some bass in your voice. Tap your chest and put some bass in your voice.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we falling in like that.
Now we got this nigga. I don't know what he doing. This nigga doing some weird. What is he doing? Explain what you doing this door right now. This nigga got a. He got.
My weekend has been good. You know, I would like to thank John, and you know, you don't even know what you did, but you said something that I had to really resonate my spirit, and it resonated well. You know, how you like season some meat. If you don't season it right, you know, it give you a sour taste. You know, but if you season right, it's gonna be good. You know, this nigga, he cold at cooking meat, so you know what I mean. You season it right, it goes on the good. You know, with glazes right, you ain't got too many bumps to where. You know, it marinated good, and I don't remember exactly what you said, but I remember what you said, and if you can fix it, if I mess up on it, you know, fix it. But he said, because he said we was driving from Buzz's house. He said, I told him, I forgot what I told him, but he said, you got to realize one thing. He said, the Bible says, everything works in the goodness. All things works in the goodness of God. And it's you know, that's what you said. And the way he explained it to me, he was like, man, he was like, you know, because I was talking about my car. He was like, you know, so if the police take your car or something, you know, let them take it. You know, that means it works in the goodness of the Lord, you know. So that means you wasn't supposed to have to got something better for you.
Wait. He used that scripture on everything. Let me tell you something. Because you have no license, you have no reputation. No. It has nothing to do with God. We need to stop putting stuff on God. God says all things work to good for the souls. Now, when he comes to that picture of souls, right, he tells himself, souls, be on guard. Watch yourself. Don't play with God that way. Because if I'm never tell you wrong. I never tell you wrong. But that scripture always been used, and it just used to go out of context. Because if you're thinking that God is doing it, now that you do that to yourself. You know, it's time for us to grow up now. Stop playing with scripture. And do what it really means. Do what it really means. All things, don't let us stop throwing that at you because they'll forever be in this situation that they're in, right? And you wonder why you're advancing. They continue to take you all things. But maybe you're still here with this all things stuff. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Those that love God. Now, you got to be called
to that purpose.
Mm.
God pulled you over, took your car, but you wasn't called to that purpose.
Mm.
It's something you did wrong. Cops are just enforcers. God is over all that. So it's God plus nothing.
Let that marinate in the spirit. God plus nothing. All things, you're going to be forever walking in mess thinking that it's supposed to come that way. It don't. When man and government works together, you're going to see the wholeness of God.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and marinate. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, you know, my week is good, and about me basketball yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But niggas not winning in basketball.
That's the greatest thing that means about it.
Doctor say it's a pretty good basketball.
You're not beating me.
It's a pretty good basketball.
Put money on it.
Did I say I was gonna beat you, niggas? Shut up. I'm
gonna put money on it. And I'm gonna be if you can't say God didn't,
and I'm gonna give him his money back.
We're going to see.
We're going to move on
to my man Afro Thunder.
He's
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
No, my week been good. Another week at the hotel.
Tell them about it.
We got them jumping out windows.
Tell them about it.
man, don't not come to the end. It's the end. You know, it's the end at the end. Like, man, we've been kicking them out left and right. It's crazy. Like, they jumped out windows. Like, second story window. They out there, but it's been another
it's
blessing,
like
man.
That.
We stay fire. We just giving it to them. We got no issues, no problems, no confrontation. Like, nobody even step up to you.
Now, look at this. This shows you right there.
Mm-hmm.
How God works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm the leader.
I'm going to put you in position to go lead, right? Now, you're going to deal with a whole bunch of different type of spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the job is for him to come out unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at him. That shows you that he's allowing God to do work and not himself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Don't force him.
Clean
skin. Yeah. Kind of disappointed Trey not here. I know he's handling his business, but man, I got to speak up to Trey. Trey doing good, too.
Come on,
he's handling his business, too. He's learning quick. You know what I mean? He's picking up on things. Like, he handled himself really good. We got a situation where this one dude was just breaking through rooms, trying to jump out the window, cut himself up, spreading blood all down the hallway, broke into the storage room, pulling cords, got jumped by like 8 people.
Wow.
But Trey handled himself really well. Like, I'm really proud of him, so I want to get shout out to SOG Trey.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a blessed week, man. I'm ready for this radio. Let's get it.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Now we got, you know, we got my main man right here. You know,
yeah.
The nigga that's always sitting behind me, the nigga that's hosting, co-hosting the show. You know, he said it's me out, so he said it's the wettest plane in the world.
Wettest plane in the world.
He said it go down in the Rialto town.
Wettest plane in the world.
What's happening? I had a great week. You know, ready to get out here and hoop because I've been wanting to play like all week for some reason. Had a good birthday on Wednesday. Shout out to my brother.
Amen.
You know, Wednesday. Wednesday, boy, Saturday.
Same boy, Saturday. What they talking about, man? Tell them again. Tell them again.
I told this painting to somebody else, so now I got to go by this new name, too. So it's another AKA, this black dude. He bought something from me on Highland yesterday. He said, hey, you wet paint. You know, he said, you're the wettest paint in the galaxy. I said,
So
now that's a new one. I have not heard nobody say that, but this black dude, street dude, he came up to me and was like, hey, you're the wettest paint in the galaxy. And when he said it to me, I was like, oh, that's it. Out of this world.
Yeah,
I just put that on my shirt too. I went to go get it made right now.
That's right.
It's the wettest plane in the galaxy. So I'm gonna get to my week, man. How my week been? But we gonna ask OC how his week been. How he been doing?
Disciple.
First disciple.
Yeah. First,
return
to the arms of his loved ones.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Help you, man.
Amen.
Okay,
it's been a cold, cold week.
Yeah,
enjoy the last Sunday. My bishop was in the house and I got with it. I told him of all the things that I dream. I told him all the things I am.
Yeah.
And I told him why, because one man loves me more. He loved me more than myself. I myself.
Mm.
I'm so thankful. I think he's crazy, but he made me the first.
Yeah.
And said the first to be last and the last be first. Oh, no, I'll always run first because that's what he gave me.
You haven't seen. The status of your movement yet. You just doing the foundation. But the status of your movement is on its way.
No, the status is coming this week. I want to inquire every organization, every place I've helped in, considering that you died for. Hey, write a letter of recommendation what kind of person I am. So I'm just having serious stuff. I took two stab on for it.
Yeah.
To keep it there. People don't know me, get their quote on me, they speak on me, and they think I'm a gang to play with. Stop lying. Mm-hmm. Please stop playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me help you with that. He's from the military, right? And my disciple. Let me give you this. My own family member I had in the house stole this girl's purse or put his hands on this girl's purse, right?
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have. You know, he had a drug problem. He came to get help. And I'm looking for my husband. And I didn't see him the whole day. Maybe out looking for a job or something. I come back looking for my cousin the next day. Chris, I'm like, well, you know, let me go check. Here he is. He was tied up in the room and got beat for 2 days. I don't know. I had to untie him and take him to the hospital. They had to admit he was about to kill this man. They were taking his kindness and his speech for weakness, right? And I always tell you guys, you know, don't just mess with him like that.
There's
a reason
like
for that. Because when you're thinking that he won't do nothing,
he's going to do something.
He's going to do something. So I just can't let him go through the city and do what he want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because
the city,
yeah. So he has to withhold a lot of himself, you know, because he really loves his church.
Mm-hmm.
He has to withhold a lot of himself that the church won't get a mark on something, you know. That's why we have to show up at certain times.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, that's why we show up at certain times to keep him from going to that. If I was in the military and they taught me how to kill and all I did was kill, now you're going to put it on the street and tell me I can kill. They don't want that.
That's so like teaching a dog how to bite and then you don't want
to
bite
nobody. Yeah, that's the first thing.
One law overrules all laws.
God's
law. God's about to steal.
Amen.
I told a man, I said, you ain't wrong with me. I don't steal. You all know that, right?
Yeah, we know that.
Next one, don't say it. Okay. He did. Just telling me what a person was there, giving it up, and calling it a gate. He thought he could outlast me.
Yeah, he did.
Don't you bet your last dollar.
Bigger and stronger.
Look, I believe in God.
Do, don't bet your last dollar on it, huh?
Yeah.
I believe in church. I believe in God.
Yeah.
I believe in that man standing over there, that's my shepherd. Don't understand when you say, tell me you ain't gonna do something when you did something wrong, and you just ain't gonna hear what I'm saying, and I'm telling you what's right. Have you lost your mind?
I think you did for that
second. One of the fact is, I keep telling people, I apologize, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Here, on the radio, my apologies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. Let's get that out.
Yeah.
I tried to earlier, but. Last Sunday when I was in church and I looked over and I didn't see Bishop, I said, and I started talking to him, well, hell, it's a good thing he ain't here. I can't blame it on him. Now I'm going to blame it on myself. Look, everything I do for God.
Amen.
Don't second guess me. Don't think you can change me.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in the dark. I don't want to be about the dark. I don't do the things you do. I don't think about them, but when you associate with my name, and you associate with this church and my God, and everything I believe in and I fight for, I died on this earth. You can't easily just stab twice of a man want to burn down his community and want to help the community.
Come on.
Why would you not take it to him? I took it to him, but I only recall that I didn't want to see that building and all the good it did. No, all the good it does, because I've been there. They let me do our best. They let me be the whole complex over there. 8-9 people over there on Wabash, where out here. They just let me. They let me put people in hotels on my say-so.
Yeah.
And trust me, they need it because I still watch them get free from head to toe.
Yeah.
Every dime, every nickel, and the kids' milk.
Wow.
And they had nothing. They sat there, and the people sit there and said, well, what do you want to do? How they have it? I said, oh my God, they actually going to keep playing this role.
Mm.
I walked out there, I walked over to that building, and I said, I got somebody that needs it. They really need it because they're right about to be in a hot car in the summertime. I'm about to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
You think I wasn't?
Yeah.
They put those people in the hotel room. I pray to God that I thank God not really let them come back. Because
yes.
It came back. I don't know what would happen.
Mm.
I got my way out. I got my freedom from my oppression and the imaginary debts and threats to the kids and the wives and when they're trying to pimp them out.
Yes.
Look, you got to stop this. Number, do you know?
Come on.
Stop. God's appointed a new champion.
Come on.
I will take your life.
Come on.
I let you do that to a woman.
Come on.
I will take your life before I let you defile this church, man. Like anything we say, God stands for. Stop messing with God.
God ain't no
meaning.
God ain't no punk.
I don't know why you don't believe me when I tell you. Every time I walk in the alley over there, I tell you. I said, what? He's here because he's always been here.
Always,
but you're on a delusion every day, out, and I am the eyes and ears.
Come on. For you, I understand it.
right now, because I see what's about to come to you. And as long as you're here right now, right, we're going to figure the rest out.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're going to be much needed. Mm. And it's good to be needed and wanted, not needed at all.
Mm.
Bro. And so we as the sons of God are going to have to look at that. And accept that,
yeah.
And then but that future is when you come back,
right.
And you put somebody else, and then okay, love you for that stuff.
Amen.
I wanted to start off by telling you about my week. I'm gonna start with today, and I'm gonna
back you. Happy birthday, yeah.
Oh, to you. Happy yeah, it's my birthday, and I feel good, you know, not only because it's my birthday, it's because I made it through another year, you know, and I made it through another year of being, from last year, I was a poop bust, and this year, you know, I'm more of a man than I ever been, you know, and, it's crazy. I wanted to start off with today because, you know, it's this whole week has just been a blessing, you know, the ups and the downs, you know. You know, I woke up this morning. Y'all was thinking about this song. Yeah. Y'all woke up this morning and I called my sister. And, you know, usually I don't call my sister in the morning because, you know, she's grumpy, you know, she knows, then you wake up in the morning with an attitude and all that type. You know, she was cheerful, you know, and it sounded like she was on the move. No, let me start at the beginning, okay? I woke up this morning, and my mom, she walked outside, and I had to move the car. And when I walked outside, I didn't see her.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, where'd she go? Like, where my mama go? Like, I'm tripping because, you know, she left her car. She just left out of the house. She jogged up the mountain.
What?
So I'm like, damn, like, everybody ain't good energy today. So she came back to the house. I called my sister. My sister, she was out walking with my nephew and, you know, my man's right here. She told me to come down to the Denny's, you know. So we all got in the car, you know, had a little family breakfast, you know, and it was just a blessing, you know. We haven't had nothing like that in a long time, so you know, it just made me, you know, cheerful. It started off the day right, you know, and
good.
It's crazy because all through this week, I just been reunited with family members, you know. You know, I went to L.A. I seen my uncle. I seen my goddad. I seen my godmom. And it was just a blessing, you know, because these are people that, you know, I respect. These are people that, anything that I need, I know they're going to be there for me, you know. And it was a blessing because, you know, a lot of the times, you know, this is my family, you know. This church is my family, you know. And sometimes, you know, I forget about my blood family, you know, about the people that was there for me before. But, you know, even then, you know, I got my family, I got my church family, and I got all my family, you know. Exactly. So leading off of that, I want to go back to last Sunday. Last Sunday was a blessing. We had another meeting, you know, and it wasn't a men's meeting. It was a business meeting. You know, I don't want to get all in because I don't know what Bishop want to tell y'all or what he don't want to tell y'all. But, you know, it was a blessing, you know. And that's what I wanted to – that's going to be the subject, you know. Today it's going to be leading off of the song that we had in that business meeting, you know.
Yeah.
What would you do if you didn't have the Lord, you know? What would you do if you didn't have God, you know? What would you do if you wasn't sitting in these seats right now, you feel me? What if you do? What would you do if God didn't give you that, you know, that curly hair that had that little afro? What you got to say, Bishop? I know you got something to say.
I'm Bishop Larry Jones. This is Crossover Outreach. The beautiful city of San Bernardino.
And you know this, you get a roll with it.
Roll, get rolled over.
Well, God,
we keep it paper ready.
It's King James or
Nation.
Okay, let me hear what I'm looking. We are way above where we think we are. We're way above where he thinks we should be. We're not just building the kingdom. We're actually walking in it.
Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, as we get our man's established, see, what would you think if he wasn't here? Mm-hmm. If they was here, they can get the forgiveness of the Lord that he got for the kingdom. Because after a while, there'd be no place for nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus plus nothing.
Huh.
Right. Now, there's like 4 or 5 grants sitting right there in San Bernardino that can't be touched without crossover ministry. Amen. So that means that our man, right, is going to have first dibs on it. Now, the guy who's coming, I can't say his name, guy who's coming, he wants to come here. You know, because I have some good man here. I'm going to try to work on a key. School, right? But what's key? What's this?
Jody. Jody, nigga.
Jody.
Well, you trying to change your name now,
nigga. Hey, that nigga went to show and came out like,
bro,
that.
Yeah, I'm a grown man. My nigga.
And then
you
Jody. I'm getting fired on the mic. Jody and Johnny. And maybe Black. But this one here is, everything's going to tie in together. Chris and them hold down what they're doing. What they got to offer right now, only our church can do it. I'm going to have to fix my office up and other office because that's what you guys are working on. Now, if you don't have faith, the only reason why they're coming to us, they said, we're coming to you because you have real strong faith. I said, no, I got crazy faith. They said, yeah, you got crazy faith. And if we're not in it, then it won't be done. And so I'm thinking about the man. Oh, shoot, I just signed Crystal Air, you know. Oh, man, you know, Johnny, and I, you know, he's smart like Chris, but, you know, dang. And Jody pops up. I'm Jody, I'm asking you a question. Okay, that's good enough for me because Johnny is good at what needs to be done there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not here to babysit. I'm not here to babysit. My babysitting days are over. And Black, but Black has a whole other agenda that I set up with him and Larry back at the queue that he'll be doing it with OC and Rev and PJ. You guys ain't even said this is coming down the pipe right now. But then we got to set it on a date where we go make this song for the nation.
Mm.
Then we come back and we play them in soccer.
Niggas playing soccer?
Wait.
I'm saying we can, but it ain't on there too.
The only way they're going to play us in basketball if we play them
soccer.
Okay, so the first ones we're going to play is the police department. My whole community. Come watch Puzzle Man whoop these dudes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Soccer. Wait, they got me, Chris. They got me. I'm doing all this crazy talk. Man, that ain't nothing. Okay, what? So I'm on the phone talking to the counselor. Like, what? And then she said, no, bitch, we want to play soccer. I said, but I still said, oh, we'll see. Y'all gonna kick them cops in their cans.
We got to
talk about that. But then, after that, we go play the sheriffs in soccer. Then we play the city council, city hall in soccer, right? That reputation now between the church and the government is coming together. Jesus is government. If we see we're taught as Black people and Hispanic to fight against that government. We're fighting our blessings. Those guys was placed here to watch over the church. They want to make a separation of church and state. Why? Because they want to do their own wicked and evil agendas. Right? But now, the
kingdom. We're not building it. We're walking it. So by us walking it, we say, no, that's not the way it goes. Okay, so let's battle. Let's play some basketball. Let's battle.
Yeah.
In the midst of our battle, we get to know each other. Mm-hmm. Because if you saw black on the street, you didn't have tags on his car, you know he's with us because you battled with
him. Yeah.
You know, so all things black.
Yeah.
They just said,
wait, don't
know that.
He got
pulled over. Yeah. I'm here crossing and let him go. Right. So they said they shouldn't be touching our people at all.
Yeah.
They're driving the car and it's about to be trying to get to the next level. With Malone, don't take the car and then put them back. Because when you put them back, his papa got to go out there and he got to do the baby new shoes.
Yeah.
And now you mad because papa out there jacking because he has to get baby new shoes.
Yeah.
Took the car and get a Burger King.
Papa was a Roman stone and wherever he laid his hat.
Where's his home?
Okay, so we're going to play him and at the same time, stepping into our. Chris has a big major part because everybody was getting credit for that. Right? And it wasn't given it to us. Everybody was giving the money for that. It wasn't given it to us. Okay, we wasn't doing it for money. We was doing it for the kingdom. But in the kingdom come riches. We got to understand this. God didn't tell us that we will always be poor.
Not trying to be
poor. So if you got the mindset of being poor, you're in the wrong church.
Amen.
You're going to find yourself to fight in the wrong church.
Amen.
If you're trying to be babysitter, you're in the wrong church. These men got to stand on their own what?
To be
the soldiers.
So we're going to start off. Should I start it off? I always go on the edge. You think I should start it off?
All right.
I'm gonna start it off because you know when I first got here, this one gave me the idea. You know, Johnny was singing. He was, what would I do if I didn't have you, Lord? What would I do if I didn't have you, Lord? So I'm just throw it out there. Like he said, probably out there doing drugs, sleeping on the street, probably looking shriveled up because I couldn't eat. But I got God on my side, so we're going to have a feast. Call it a happy meal, because I might have a meal. But I got faith on my side. You don't know how I feel. Yeah. I just wanted to say it like that because, you know, those is all facts, you know. Those is all facts. You know, I'll be on the street.
You said
what?
You really living what you rap about.
Yeah. I had to tell them, like they don't, can I get a hand? Y'all niggas dry today, huh?
Now, bro, what would I do if I wouldn't have the Lord, right?
Yes.
If I didn't have the Lord, I'd have 2 feet and 10 fingers. If I
didn't. Don't play like that. For real, though.
The things I was doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would stop doing what I was doing because I'm thinking that's the right way to do it. But what do we have to stop doing now as men? Stop talking about the negative of our lives.
Yeah.
Because that negative is over. Because that negative will fall upon us.
Yeah.
You know what? When men, when we get together, or the family get together, whatever, what makes us laugh and the joy is when we talk about how bad we were.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody laughs or talks about how they don't like that type of person. Okay, so we need to be that person that they don't like.
They think it's bragging or boasting, you know.
Really? Yeah, because we know what we can do if we didn't have the Lord. And now that we have him, we know what he can do. We know what he can do. And we got, and these people got to understand he's not a prop, he's not a coward. He's a destroyer. Consuming fire.
And I'm telling them, I'm like, you know, I'll be in some dark places if I didn't.
Think about it.
You know? And I'm glad I am where I'm at. You know, I'm glad this little dark-skinned, black, dirty dude brought me to this church, you know?
I'm a grown man.
Grown man trying to tie a knife to your thigh. Yeah. But, that's just how really how I feel. So I'm going to be... We was talking for a long time.
Oh,
niggas, anybody need prayer? And you know, you out there, you need prayer. You got something you need to talk about, an issue or a question you need answered, you know, just call in and we'll do that for you. We got SOG, microphone head.
I want to make a request real quick. My grandfather called Papa Leroy. He went to the hospital a couple of days ago for a heart failure.
Mm.
So I want to be a bishop and read some prayers.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father. Papa Leroy. Father, he came a long way. He's been a papa for a long while. And Father, he raised children and the nephews and uncles and everything he had to do as Papa Leroy. Now, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch their heart, Lord. Touch his spirit and his soul, Lord. That his spirit and his soul will beat with the heartbeat, Lord, that he'll go back into that state again. And anything that the Satan, the assignment that is assigned, send it back to the pits of hell from which it came from. It has no room in Papa Leroy. And we'll forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. This we ask in Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And I want you guys to be in prayer for my auntie. She died yesterday. She passed yesterday. My auntie, she's the one that migrated our family to California. And she moved on to Rialto. That's how we ended up in San Bernardino on Rialto. And if you really knew the truth about it, we were the only black people at that time. And she migrated and KKK wanted to kill them and everything. But we survived. Amen. And she was one of the foot soldiers at the front of that. And she passed on yesterday.
Mm.
Amen.
Bless your soul.
Rialto.
Microphone here got a thing, so I gotta move over here to Johnny. SOG Johnny, how you feeling? What would you do? You know I love you. Come on, nigga. Yeah, I feel you. Well, what it go? No.
If he wasn't here, he's telling you the truth. I know he's telling the truth. He gave up a whole lot to walk with us, right? Because he knew what he was doing might be big, but it ain't gonna last.
I wouldn't be able to.
Fact. Hey, that's real talk. Huh.
White. See, my cousin touched tequila, almost got him light. So the way a nigga walk tells a lot about life. Mm-hmm. Some niggas walking in the sun, some niggas walk in the night. Some niggas walk with a gun, others walk with a knife. Infatuated
Solvent. I told you. Facts. What are you talking about?
I said, look, an infatuated Solvent had a call on my life. Part in the light. Get your eyes now with just
code
the sight. And visualize everything that I write. He smashed the button just to get in my light.
Mm.
That little error, that's the riddle of life.
Mm.
I pray to God for the change of my life.
Like I've been crazy. I've been not trying to, like, you know, reflect on the badness and all the violence I was in. But I was talking yesterday. Me and bro was talking. My aunt told me this a while ago, and he was like, I think I was there.
Nigga, that was today.
Oh, it was today. I thought it was last night. But he was like, I think I was there. And so my aunt told me this. She told me I went to her house because I used to go over there to help her cook. You know, that's how I get my cooking skills up. But I go over there. She tells me, you know, I told your mom, you know, she need to watch out for you. And I'm like, you know, why? She's like, because, you know, I told your mom you were going to be dead. You're going to end up dead. And so,
nigga, pay attention.
And so she was like, you know, I told your mom she was going to end up dead. And, you know, I'm goofy. So I was like, man, I can't go to jail or nothing.
Why you
want
to go to jail?
He was like, nah, you're too smart. And so, you know, when I sit back and, you know, answer your question, bro, I'll do whatever I want to do. I was nice at it. Nigga, I didn't get caught, but, you know, I thank God for that because, you know, I thank God for the change and for him being in my life because, you know, now I'm not robbing no houses, stealing no bike. You know, I ain't seen no powder. You know, and I
still
walk with it.
I still there with Christ. Come on, what you talking about?
We got my little
homie.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can sit down. Now we got microphone here. We back with microphone.
No, I'll be dead. I'll be in there.
crazy stuff. So he pulled up on me. This is a real story. He pulled up on me. And I think it's so funny. I just wanted to make him laugh for real. So he pulled up on me like, I got this new jacket. I had the jacket on. And he was like, oh, what, man, it's cold. I seen him in the morning. Like 7 o'clock, I dropped the children off, and I went back through there. And he was like, oh, it's really cold out here. I need that jacket. I'm like, I'm not giving you my jacket. I just got this jacket, right? So I ended up giving him the jacket. And guess what I told him? That's what I told him. He's from Rialto, too. That's what I told him. I gave him the jacket, and I told him, I looked at him, and I told him in his ear, I said,
cover me here, right? Next thing, they came over his jacket and had a bulletproof vest in there. He said, I'm just like, this is going to be just like, oh, gave me the bulletproof vest. That's what I got.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Can I say this? Yeah. I just wanted to say, without God, bitches,
man.
I'd still probably be in that Beamer.
Yeah.
I'd still probably be making $700 a week and hate my life.
Yeah.
I'd still probably, I'd still be probably thinking I'm that nigga.
Yeah.
Because I said I would be married to Beyonce, but that's a high-level witch, and I'd have to sacrifice my kids and keep people and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good place.
I told you.
Yeah.
I don't think being married to Beyonce is a good place, and I say that because that's not a good place.
Yeah.
Misery loves company.
Yeah. All right, 60 seconds. We're going to say something.
Going by fast, so I was like,